This week, more than ever, your employment rights are important. Why? Because if you are a low-paid worker, your pay rise is attached to your employment rights. So use yours to get yours. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi everyone. This week is National Living Wage and National Minimum Wage Week. Simply put, every 1st of April of every year, which is also the run-up to the new income tax year, which starts on the 6th of April every year, every 1st of April, the lowest paid workers in the UK receive a government pay rise straight into their pay packets, which every employer must, not may, but must pay. The new rates are out now and we'll go through them in this week's episode. In 2024, the National Living Wage is payable to all workers aged 21 and over for full-time or part-time employees, full-time or part-time workers, casual labourers, for example, someone hired for one day, agency workers, workers and home workers paid by the number of items you make, apprentices, trainees and workers on probation, disabled workers, agricultural workers, foreign workers, seafarers and offshore workers. So regardless of your employment status, meaning whether you are an agency worker, a temporary worker, a permanent worker, a 0 hours contract worker, an employee or any other type of contracted worker, you are entitled to be paid at least the National Living Wage if you are 21 years of age or older. The government has changed the level for the National Living Wage, and so for the first time ever in 2024, the National Living Wage is now payable to anyone aged 21 and over. The age range dropping by 2 years because it used to be aged 23 and over. Now it's 21, which is really positive because the argument always was that young workers managing households still paid the same bills as everyone who is 23. But at 21 years of age, younger workers were being paid less per hour. So that anomaly has now been corrected, and so it's really important that you check that your employer has picked this up. So from the 31st of March 2024, the National Living Wage hourly rate was £10.42, but you had to be 23 years of age to get it. Now from the 1st of April 2024, the new hourly rate for every employee and worker aged 21 and over will be £11.44 per hour. From the 1st of April 2024, it is therefore illegal to pay you any less than this hourly rate if you are aged 21 years and older. If you're a worker aged 20 years and younger, you are entitled to the National Minimum Wage at the following levels. Aged between 18 to 20 years old, your hourly rate has now been increased from £7.49 to £8.60 per hour. If you are aged 16 to 17, your hourly rate has increased from £5.28 to £6.40 per hour. And finally, if you're an apprentice, your hourly rate has increased from £5.28 to £6.40 per hour. The new rates are out, so the next step is to check your pay packet and your wage slips to make sure you have been paid the correct hourly rate from the 1st of April 2024. There is no leeway for the employer on this matter. All money owed to you at the new hourly rate must be paid and must be paid in full. Also, from the 1st of April 2024, all new contracts of employment must pay the new rates for the national living and national minimum wage. And what this means is that any contracts paid below minimum wage levels are not legally binding if the contracts are not paid at the correct rate. And if you find yourself in this position, you can use your employment rights to enforce your right to be paid at the correct hourly rate. If you are not sure whether you are being paid at the right rates, we've put a link to a government website where you can input your information to find out whether you are being paid the right rate from the 1st of April 2024. And also, you can check if you were paid the right rate for the last year, from April 2023 to March 2024. All you have to do is input your information and you can print out your answers. If you find you have not been paid at the right hourly rate, or you know someone who has not been paid at the correct rate, the first step is to raise the matter with your manager, bringing with you any evidence you have, such as any calculations you have made, any pay rates that are on your contract of employment, and any pay slips you have. When you meet with your manager, you are entitled to tell your manager how you would like the matter resolved. From a point of fairness, any wages owing to you should be repaid to you immediately. Because if you've listened to our previous podcasts on wages, then it is a breach of your employment rights to underpay you your wages. So any money owed should be paid to you immediately, and you shouldn't have to wait until the next payday. However, we know that companies and organisations may have different ways of preparing salaries and wages, and so it might take a bit of time to recalculate what is owed to you and for you to then get that money. So at the very least, you are entitled to ask when any money owing to you will be repaid to you. And then you can have that date in mind and check if the money has gone into your account or into your pay packet. But if after meeting with your employer and agreeing on when money owed to you will be paid to you, you then find the money is not repaid, the next step is to raise a complaint with your employer, which is usually called a grievance, and you asked for your grievance or your complaint to be investigated. Then, if after you've raised a complaint, you still find that the money has not been repaid, you can make a named or anonymous report to HMRC. HMRC take a very serious approach to employers who do not pay the legal hourly rates. HMRC will look at your evidence and will then conduct an investigation. And that investigation can go back as far as the past 6 years of your employment, and it may even include investigating the pay of other workers in the company. If HMRC find in your favour, HMRC can issue your employer with a notice instructing your employer to pay you all monies owed to you, and that instruction can go back to a maximum of 6 years. HMRC can also issue your employer with a fine for not paying you or others at the correct rate. And finally, HMRC will warn your employer that a failure to pay may result in HMRC taking legal action against your employer, although HMRC are more likely to try and mediate the case first. But the case will happen. Now, whilst all of this is going on, or if you just get frustrated with your employer's behaviour, because your employer is still refusing to pay you at the right level, you can bypass HMRC and bring a claim of automatic unfair dismissal to an employment tribunal. Automatic unfair dismissal is a dismissal that takes place because you have asserted your statutory right to be paid at the right legal level. This claim would be brought under Section 104 of the Employment Rights Act 1996 and can be brought without you needing 2 years' service. This means that even if you have worked for your employer for 1 week and you find you have not been paid at the right hourly rate, and you then ask your employer to pay you and your employer refuses, and you then leave your job, you can bring a claim of automatic unfair dismissal to an employment tribunal. And your employer may well have a hard time proving that your employment rights have not been breached. Why? Because there is no legal defence for not paying you at the correct national living wage or national minimum wage levels. And that is the end of the matter. The absence of a legal defence is what makes this behaviour automatically unfair. No matter what your employer thinks, you are entitled to the national minimum wage and the national living wage at the correct rates, and there is no legal defence for not paying you at the right rate. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that if you are a worker, employee or apprentice who is paid at national living wage or national minimum wage levels, the first thing to do is to check your pay rates for the last year and from the 1st of April 2024. Then, if you find your pay is not correct, think about your next steps, plan your next actions, and take your evidence to your employer and ask to be paid at the right level. If you need help with organising your thoughts or evidence into a complaint, you can download our Employment Rights Online checklist of 15 smart actions that you can use to help you challenge unfair and illegal treatment at work. You'll find the link to that download in the show notes for this episode. If you need help with national minimum wage issues or with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or any workplace abuse which you may be suffering at work or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.